tsumitupa, pamishtibhuta. Mpunzo gele cheve jimbe go taye dhuwe rewa kungwe, malwe shecha chishin sibe dhuisha jizu sawande. We pray to Buddha. Yudhu Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. Yudhu Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. See, train your mind in compassion for so many eons for us sentient beings. And sacrifice your life, your whole family, being born as king, you know, numberless times for sentient beings, for us sentient beings, myself as sentient beings. Charity and morality, perseverance, for three kinds of great eons. And complete the merits of wisdom, merits of virtue, and achieve the Dharma Kaya Rupa Kaya for me and also sentient beings. And revealed the unmistaking path to liberation. To myself and sentient beings. So may I also bring all the sentient beings in your unmistaken path to liberation, to enlightenment. And enlighten them as cool as possible. May I enlighten them as cool as possible. So we pray this to Buddha. I need to exercise the path to enlightenment. My mental continuums. If I'm going to list the efforts for this, I'm going to tell all transmission of the Golden Life Sutra. Okay. as well as to be able to. In this life, you know, that the perfect, most precious, perfect human good I received about once, may I have the best use. This perfect human good I have received just about once, I will make it the best use, most beneficial for all sentient beings. then I'm teaching Buddha, so therefore you see, for that then, the Golden Light Sutra has that benefit, listening, reading, you see, it has this writing, this is that, it has that, this benefit, so I'm going to get all the information, it's okay, for the benefit of all. Each and every single helping us, each and every single hunger force, each and every single animal, each and every single human beings, including your enemies, not only friend, but including stranger, enemy. then for the benefit numbers, sura, asuras, okay, domestic beings. Spot, you know, under one rock, you see, there's so many thousand ants. you see, insects, so many tiny insects, you see, on the, you see, one piece, you see, ground, like such this table, you see, you know, ground, the grass, or the for example, where there's a cow dung, you see something. On top of that, there's so many thousand flies. So, however, in in some places, in the morning or sunset, you know, say, when you see the true sunbeams, you know, there's so many insects there. But when you don't see sunbeam, you don't see insect, because they shed shadow, you see. But through the sunbeam, you see, many insects, when you're in the road, you see so many insects. Yeah, so many tiny ones, you see. So, I've seen like that many places. With the sunbeam light, then it's better so much. But there's no sunlight you don't see. It's not that there's things, but we don't unable to see. So, so how everybody is listening for the spirit. So for the benefit of everybody, every single, you know, isn't every single spirit. So, so this is what we should think when we, anybody who want happiness, anybody who want happiness, do not want suffering, must reside on mani pime hum. You know, the meditation research is compassion Buddha must do. And it's medicine Buddha, meditation recitation must do. no matter how busy you, no matter how busy you are, or the, you see, difficulties, however, must do, as far as recitation, must do these two. If you want happiness, what you want is happiness. If you want suffering, you don't want happiness. You don't want happiness. What you want is suffering, then that's different matter. So, but if you want is happiness, must. At least these two recitations must do. You know. So however, when you chant, so one mala or mani pime hum. So even we chant, it's a little number anyway. Very little number, even we chant. So like me or many of us, the way we chant, it's hardly anything. The number, you see, how much we chant. So therefore, so much of our lifetime goes, how say, non-virtue, meaningless activities, you know, so much life, 24 hours, so much is got on that. So even if we try to do some dharma practice, some meditation recitation, I mean, the special time, we make a special time for that, which is meant for dharma practice, Of course, you know, many hours doing jobs, many hours for sleeping, eating, walking, what do we do? Everything can be a dharma. Everything you can make become dharma. Everything can be, meditation, lambrim, everything can be done with bodhicitta, everything can be done with right view, everything can be done with renunciation, with devotion, and then also tantric practice, you know, everything pure, pure appearance, pure thought. Even in tantra, in the daily life, you see, not only when you're the sadhana. So, they say, of course, you know, I say, there's all this opportunity, there's all this, you can, you know, you want, put effort, you want to understand, and you want to put effort. But however, so the time that we especially meant for dharma, meant to practice dharma, so, which meant to be, you know, the many people, miss some recitation mantra or doing some prayers. But now that time is hardly anything compared to time they've spent for meaningless things. So now even this, one mala of mantra, half mala or 21 or this few minutes of prayer, even this didn't become dharma. See, it didn't become dharma. So, say, if you don't examine our mind well, you know, first make mind dharma. Your motive dharma, make sure it becomes dharma. Then you make your action dharma. If you don't do that, if you don't examine the motivation before, make sure it becomes dharma. Then your action becomes dharma, prayer or sermon. Otherwise, even that little time, even that few minutes, you set it up for dharma practice, you know, mental dharma, become dharma. So, become dharma and virtue. So then the whole life totally become empty, not only empty, but the precious human body, precious human body that you can achieve any great meanings, any happiness, including enlightenment. And you can cause numberless sentient, numberless helpings, numberless hungers, numberless animals, human beings, sura, sura, numberless sentiments. You can cause with this human body, you can cause others to achieve happiness, the happiness of future life, liberation from samsara, enlightenment, also cause them happiness, this life. So this human body, totally, not only empty, but used only for need karma. So creating only cause for something or samsara, but even lower realms. So, so therefore, therefore when we chant, if you are chanting only one mala or Omana Pindaru, make sure every single Omana Pindaru, make sure it is for all the sentient beings. Every single Omana Pindaru, make sure it is for every helpings. It is for sure, make sure it is for every hungers, every insects. Make sure you are chanting Omana Pindaru, each one is, make sure it is for everybody, for every animal, insect, the numberless insects, in the animals. Make sure it is for every animals. Every human being, so make sure this few minutes that one spent chanting medicine Buddha mantra or compassion Buddha mantra. So make sure it's not wasted. Make sure that make sure benefit for everybody, all something. So that's so it's just no more like the one to me. Talking to Tom Jacob Dagger Churton door. So I mentioned that the first day when I room. So in case the people who were not first time, so this Gotanga Sutra, this is by reading this, your life only goes up towards the enlightenment, never go down. Doesn't get reborn lower realms, never go down. So that's an unbelievable thing. So all your wishes, tell them very easily. All your wishes very easily, you know, get actualized. So that's without much difficulty, see whatever wishes you have. including enlightenment, the highest success. Then, by the way, liberation from samsara. No question about happiness, all of your future lives, in good rebirth, all this notion. So that means happiness, success with this life. that's just a very small thing. So, of course, comes that way, see, all those. It's quite much difficult. So, then this is a, this is very much to do with the world peace. So by reading this, writing this, however, it helps very much for the world peace. All those violence in Iraq or whatever country, so to pacify those. So this extremely beneficial. Then great protection for the whichever country you are, the great protection for the country, and it gives a lot of power to the leader of the country, you see. So the children do not receive harm from another country or attack like that. And also, carrying this golden light sutra, when you travel, carrying this golden light sutra with you is a great protection. In the aeroplane, if you carry this, then it becomes a great protection for all those 300, 400 or all the passengers, you see, in the aeroplane, due to, you know, bad weather and many immunity, you see, other beings, you know, bad weather. I mean, the bad weather is not just natural, you know, that it has other beings involved. Such like the eight groups of spirits, has a spirits, they connect with that. So, therefore, when there's no rain, you make puja, you make the nagas happy, you know. you give them gift, you know, what they like, and ask them to, you know, to make rain. However, then the rain comes. Well, of course, not just by anybody, but done by qualified, you know, person, somebody who's pure, who lives an ethical life, pure life. Then that person, that is puja's rituals, they give the gift to nagas. So the pujas, there are many different pujas. Anyway, so then nagas of that, you ask dejes, make tea offering, and dejes, I haven't heard coffee. I haven't heard that they drink coffee. It's okay. So then you see bad weather, whatever it is, it may change, you know. So of course it depends on qualified person, you see, that, you know, strong compassion, of course, was great. But even, when somebody lived a sincere, pure life, you see, so that morality, pure morality, that has a lot of power, to those beings. When you talk to those beings, keep present, you know, then they listen to you because you live pure life. So then they say, then they become happy, then don't disturb, you see, don't cause violence or the four elements, you see, like that, and then harm. by doing puja, you see, related to those beings, by doing puja, then cause to have rain, or the too much rain to stop. So all this, the rituals, meditations are related to communicating to the nagas, those other beings, you see. So the reason why it's working is why make rain stop and all these things, you know, violent things, violent, you know, the weather can be stopped, all this. They show that those beings exist. So it's not, so there's many more cause conditions. Of course, the main cause of the violence is that the people in the area, they need karma. Something, you know, it's something good, sunshine, something very good weather, something very peaceful, and then that's from their good karma. Individual, those people in the area, their good karma. So that's the main one. So those are the beings who created their conditions, you see. So even somebody, somebody who is known to you, you know, or unknown person killed you, shot you. However, main cause is the need karma created by you in the past. I killed that being in past life, you see. so like that, like that. So that person shooting you came from you, whether it's a known or unknown person. unknown means unknown to you in this life. So So your positive karma harmed that being is the main cause. That's the main reason. What caused this person to harm you this time? And that person is just conditioned. So, so your karma, your negative karma, harmed in the past to that person. This past that person, that sentient being. So that becomes the reason why this sentient being is harming to you. Even an ant bite you, even a small bug bite you, tiny insect bite you, or tip or something, you see, sin from the person, a human being killing you, or tiny bug bite you, ant bite you at your feet, you see, it's sin. So there's a connection happened before. Reason, you see, that you harmed him. So then, that karma caused them to harm back to you now, this time, you see. So that's just condition. So that's how we develop compassion. That's how we generate compassion to them. If they're harming you, but they become serious object of compassion. Because you see, it didn't happen without reason, without cause, without reason. There's a cause for that. Without cause, without reason. It didn't happen, you see. It's not independent. It's dependent arising. So when you think of the karma, when you think of the karma, that person, that insect biting you, the person shooting, even this unknown person, you see, as a result of past karma, that one has harmed them, you see. Then this person, this insect, become only object of compassion. You know, unbearable object of compassion, you see. That, you know, so it's something to not harm, but to help. So now here, this thing, it's unbearable, object of unbearable compassion. So now it's only, what one should do is not harm, it's only help, you know? So that's it. So usually I carry the altar, Buddha's relics, and there is a longer version, middle version, short version, the Kundalini Sutra. So I think, I believe that it's become a great protection for all those homeless people, you know, going in that airplane by the Kundalini Sutra. So I think that sometimes in the airplane, you see, that, or sometimes they think of, when there's something start to happen, then think of Kundalini Sutra there. So the Dhammakara Sutra, like this, it's become great protection for the safety for the rest of the people and passengers, you see, you carry with you. And also even you can wear, from spiritual harm, from people's harm attacking, you can wear the Dhammakara Sutra. So there's one, there's one student in California who's from Argentina. So Argentina is so much violence, you know, you can be killed any time in the road, or, you know, so much violence, robbing, stealing, and, you know, anything can happen. You see, so even people come to a house, you see. So anyway, so she went back to Argentina, so she was so worried. So I told her to wear Dhammakara Sutra. She went. So one time, the four men, she was walking the road, so four men followed her, stopped the car, and four men followed. So then she suddenly remembered, oh, I have Dhammakara Sutra, it's okay. So then the four men tried to come up towards her, but then the four men went back. And she thought, well, I have this Dhammakara Sutra, you know, okay. So then the four men went back. Then the second time when she went to Argentina, so I told her to wear also the Kundalini Sutra, that was in English, which is this one. So she went to the mountains, all mountains, many different parts of Argentina, you see. But even parks, waves, because somehow people don't see howls. That's what she felt. So nobody is bathing, so nothing. She brought huge plants for medicine, huge plants, which was, the custom was very strict in the United States, you see. But somehow, many sets of plants and other things. So there was nobody, else there. Bothered, you know, bring. So, other spirit harm or people harm attack. So this, burglary. So in Malaysia, there's one in Malaysia. One some years ago, there was one wealthy family that I knew some number of years ago. So one time they invited me for lunch. So I put the first spoon of rice in the mouth, then through the egg started. After I put the first spoon of rice, through the egg started, you see. So then, somehow, not very clear, but there was some knowledge over there. If you remember Golden Rice Sutra, the problem would be stopped. So it just came, that thought came. Didn't really very strongly ground Golden Rice Sutra, but the thought passed through, you see, Golden Rice Sutra. So then, just think Golden Rice Sutra. The minute we think Golden Rice Sutra, the truth egg stopped. The very first spoon of rice, you know. Anyway. Yeah, I think for the Bhinnabhava Sintam being to taking this teaching carefully. Tene chanchu sabha zabe to ni ti alo mila na si ji nga kung du na wadi da ni me ji wada wasi to ngo cho tama ja na ya sa ni de tama pada me pada ri mu ji ching tu na ri mu ji bri ye ti na ma la ba shu ji khoro ja tong du me ge ti ye de ne cho tama tong ne ya ji wo tama se su to wa si nga de dung wa tong de nga da nga da de ti be se su che ba ta da ba ta chung wa de wo de ne chanchu sabha zabe to ni sma to de be se su che ba ta ji de no ji wo de ne ga de sma sa ba ta ji be ga ba ji ro ga sma ne chung da so chung ro ma da le ji do cha mu ri kha la ba ทีเจตุยันตวานังเกติเจตุปะชุบะมะยิเจปะเจตังตะเยติปะขังเจตังอิเวอิเวเวสัญญะวังัญญะตะตะตังตะเววังตะตะเตตะกุญเจยะปะเยตะเกติปะขังเจปะสวะทาตะตุมะตะพะเมจุตะโคยะนิมะตุมะตะเยตะเกติปะขังเจตะตะตังตะยิเจติยะปะเจปะนะมะสุมสะจะเดสุเจขังเจปะตะเมตะชาโซสังฆานะมะตะวะชะนะมะตะเตงะตะนะมะละวะยังกุมะละปะกังเจปะตะเมตะชาโซอะระสังเจนะมะตะวะสังฆะสะมะตะวะยังกุบะมะละเจปะตะมะจุตะชาโซตะเกตะตุมิเสปะตะเมสะตะมะตะพะมะนะมะละอะมะโกตะเมตะชา ကောင်းပါကျေပါကျေပါကြီးဆရာသမားအခြေကြီးပါလို့နမသမချေချမ်းကြီးပါသမောသာနေတောင်ပါနဲ့စံပြန်တော့တန်ပါကြီးကိုရကဘာလုံးနမသမချေချမ်းကြီးပါသမောသာနေတောင်ပါနဲ့စံပြန်တော့တန်ပါကြီးကိုရကဘာလုံးနမသမချေချမ်းကြီးပါသမောသာနေတောင်ပါနဲ့စံပြန်တော့တန်ပါကြီးကိုရကဘာလုံးနမသမချေချမ်းကြီးပါသမောသာနေတောင်ပါနဲ့စံပြန်တော့တန်ပါကြီးကိုရကဘာလုံးနမသမချေချမ်းကြီးပါသမောသာနေတောင်ပါနဲ့စံပြန်တော့တန်ပါကြီးကိုရကဘာလုံးနမသမချေချ So here it's mentioned that by reading this is, I'm reading the chapter of confession from Gaudiya Sutra, the chapter of confession. So here it says, by doing one time confession, collected for thousands of eons, get purified completely. By one time, during this confession, chapter of confession. 那个这边去这个隔壁巴拉就隔壁龙井碰壁去不了东莞了东莞家都不晓得我怎么想说的我在这里面我三毛不那么就给原来三姐都说那不让你去那那什么关处而且在这原来那么这边三姐水管不让查到这个都要管去年帮忙的其他三姐都在那也那其他人那能给他妈妈他也把提前三姐用的他也得是这个关系把他美女说干嘛多么的小心个什么家的用的他妈写不了美女去年大爷在我这都这日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日日 시골에
The fourth chapter is finished, the fourth one is confession.
他便说那么的没事的用不出就那么的就那个用不了那么就那用不他说的那么的不用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用不就那么的就用
那用说就把它做起来了，别人家那么大的，你以为家不的，人家有的什么呢？那把那说家当，这玩意说家当，你咋不行？什么人家这都不行，你以为家不的，那是比马说的。 바로 제마도 소치베르도는 이르도 공개조 연락시 받아 텐주도 유다 치치 받아 하나 소도 뭐 좀 부족이 내비 유대 남바라시 사바기도 좀 된데 좀 전에 다 자기 좀 부족이 나 요도 좀 이거로 말아 힘이 좀 더 받지 되지 바로 제마도 유대시 와래 이제 니나 도바디 와 저번에 만나서 오자더니 와 주고 이제 뭐 개장 제보 디다 유대 버려 뭐 되지 뭐 아니면 유시 바지 받아 갈아 줬네 좀 된데 이게 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀 좀
According to this text, I think this is the gay print. So, the 19th page, page 19th, Tibetan number 19th, the Western number 37th. So the back side of the page. So say so I think so they say so, as I mentioned, the very first chapter that anyone who listens to this know so many devils, they protect you. No. Every day, and the wishes get that way. The wishes get fulfilled, and also, say, devas human beings who makes an offering to that person who even listen to this, so they acquire impossible merits. So they, what's mentioned in the first chapter, then there's so many other benefits there. Besides the unbelievable purification, they, yes, so much they become purified. And, so as I mentioned also last time, so that these translations that are available in English,
Also the middle one also in English translated by one Tibetan who are translated at the library down south for many years, and then now he lives in New Zealand. He translated the middle version. He was supposed to translate the elaborate version, but then somehow the middle version was I was going to translate, and I was supposed to translate the wrong version, but then he translated the middle version. And so that, which I think probably made him very, very inspired. even no matter how much busy, even you know, say, even one paragraph, you know, even can't, doesn't time to read one page, but even, you know, just one paragraph or few lines. So they're extremely good. So that's, as I mentioned before, it takes care of yourself, of the enlightenment and everything, and then you benefit your, family and even the country and the whole world. So bring so much peace. So maybe in the future, in the future, then the rest chapter can be continued. So that. I mentioned today the very purpose of life before our living, and so the main goal is to benefit for other sentient beings. To be able to benefit others in the means, we have to stop giving harm others. If we harm others, we can't benefit others in the means. So the highest benefit is to free the sentient beings, the numberless sentient beings in each realm, the six realms, free them from oceans of samsara, suffering, cause, delusion, karma, and bring them to full enlightenment. So that's the greatest benefit for sentient beings. But what we should look for as our project, to accomplish from to accomplish a life to life, to plan out to accomplish this project. And so, very meaning of our life. So, to that, we need to achieve full enlightenment. So, for that, we need to take a right path. So, just praying alone doesn't. The enlightenment doesn't happen. Just praying alone. So we need to actualize path to that, which is removes all the delusion. To achieve enlightenment, we need to remove the delusions. If there's no delusion, then if there's no defilements, then you see our mind is omniscient mind. You see, if there's no defilements. If there's defilements, then our mind cannot see directly all the past phenomena, all the present, all the future, cannot see directly. So cannot do perfect work to our sentient beings. We make mistakes in working for other sentient beings. So, so therefore, we need to complete the path, the method of wisdom to achieve enlightenment, to remove gross and subtle defilements. So, like the mirror that's covered with dust, so by clean that, the mirror can give full reflection, clear, so that our mind, as it is, all the potentials to be free from defilements. So, so nidhikama means it can be purified. Defilements means it can be removed. It is dependent on arising. It's not independent. If it's independent, we cannot purify. We cannot become enlightened. So, it's dependent on arising. So, it can be purified. It means it can be removed. So, negative karma means it can be purified. So that, suffering means it can, it's dependent on rights, can cause some conditions. It exists, you see, it happened. Therefore, means we can remove. Problem means we can remove that. So therefore, the main thing is here. So we need to exercise path. We need to attend path. The long rim, the stage path enlightenment. So therefore, even we learned, even we become great scholar, that you can, that you know by heart all the tantra, all the sutra, all the hundreds of volumes of Buddha's teachings, commented by Indian Pandit yogis. Even you know everything by heart, can explain. But if you don't practice, but if you don't have realization, if you don't practice, then it says it's like reading, you know, it's like reading what In this museum, what precious things they have, you don't have, you don't own. What other, these wealthy people have all this apartment, all these jewels, all this, all the materials, what these wealthy people have, just like you are telling to somebody what these wealthy people have, but you don't have anything. So it's like that. So you see, if you know all by heart. So therefore, whether you know extensive Buddha Dharma, whether you know middle, whether you know little, however, the most important thing is that to put into practice whatever one can. See. So that, now here the essence. So must. So those who are doing, nothing to say. Those who know how to practice. So those who are not familiar, those who do not know how to practice Dharma. You know, what is the best, what one really should do in the life, what's the best thing, what's the most productive. So therefore, if you're doing so many things, studying so many things, but however, see, even with the Dharma, if you're doing extensive study, but everything should be integrated in Lamrim. Lamrim, see, practice Lamrim, and it should be, and when you practice Lamrim, everything is integrated into that, no matter how extensive the Dharma you learn. So therefore, so must study Atha Lama Tsongkhapa's, those who go, those more intelligent ones, like Lama Tsongkhapa, the great Lamrim, the great path to the commentary or the middle, and then the liberation palm in your hand, great enlightenment, Pabanga. Then there's many other refined gold, about 13 Dalama. Then the Manjushri is saying the 50 Dalamas in Lamrim. Now there are many Lamrim texts into English, you see. So therefore, depending on your level of intelligence, so either either the 50 Dalamas Lamrim or 13 Dalamas Lamrim, so the refined gold, or there's a liberation palm in Haiba. the happy path, happy path, the Jabok and the Kishisopan Bhaja translated. However, you study one Lamrim, see, a few times, and you know, finish, read a few times, four, see, three times, four times, like that. Then also, liberation palm in the Lama Tsongkhapa's Lamrim, see, it's the first study there, see. So when you read, don't read like as to finish, but read it, read and think. We read, think, so that becomes meditation, especially relating to yourself. So from beginning to end, try to learn, you see, and then that you don't understand, you write down notebook, and then you can ask the elders to do the elders, maybe meet some teachers, you can consult, or you know, can ask. When some teacher comes, or the or elder student who studies, you know, so they can study. in the study group here, so they can discuss their some of the issues. Did master program Lama Tsongkhapa in Shibu. This was a young Chen, and then so can study, can discuss, can do that. And, if it is in this case, you know, like that. However, for the then you see after one lamb tries reading, you know, three times at least, you see, then for each time it looks so new, you see, many subjects, so it you learn, you see. So anyway, then after that, and then one meditation or devotion every day. Or even 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it's up to you. One meditation every day, good devotion, until you see the guru, the guru that you have made a dharma connection. If you are pouring your heart, you have a realization that this guru is all the Buddha, and one Buddha is all the guru. How many guru one is? That Buddha is all the guru. So. Like water, put water into water, or milk and water, you mix, you see. So, like that, however, anyway, one. Like all the river, different water come from different countries, ocean, ocean, you know, then become one, so like that. However, one guru is the old Buddha, one Buddha is the old guru. So from bottom of your heart, you have a total, say, unshakable, stable understanding, say, realization, see, faith, like that. Stable. Then we have good devotion realization. So still need to stabilize by thinking a little bit, not much like before, but a little bit still in the temple. So then, then the first man, beginning the path to enlightenment is the perfect human birth. Beginning the path to enlightenment is the greatest path of the Lord Gabriel being. And the first one, perfectly realizing that this. That this perfect image about the image of qualified by every transition is how this is so precious. So when you have this realization, when you have this realization that say that like you found say say like you found in a $1 billion or is it billion zillion dollars or whatever. Like you found, you know, like you found which grand jewel, whatever you pray, material possessions, enjoyment, whatever you pray, you get materialized. So, like that, you see, like that, you know, hundred thousands, you know, billions like that, you see, found, like that unbelievable happiness, you know, unbelievable joy when you discover how your human body is so precious, you know. So, like that, a stable realization, then you have the realization first meditation, then the perfect human birth first one. Then second one is the, that when you realize how this is highly meaningful, then you see, can't bear wasting this without practicing Dharma, can't bear not only one day, but even an hour, even a minute, second, can't bear without practicing Dharma, you know? When you realize this is how meaningful it is, that you can achieve those three levels of happiness, the highest enlightenment, then the next one, liberation of samsara, next one, happiness, all the kind of future lives, happiness. So, can't bear to practice, you know, without practicing Dharma, you see? Or like that, can't bear even as a minute, second, you see. So, that's stable. Then you have realization of second meditation is here. How the life, how this is highly meaningful. Then, then you see, having realization of the, that this is how so rare to find again, difficult to find again, this is perfect. Which is highly meaningful, you see. So the realization that when you have that, by mentioning, so you have to meditate on this, no matter how many months, year takes, you see. You meditate on this one by one, you see. So you have realization. So, so you see, like, you know, if you say, not only a day, but even hour, minute, same, see, if you waste it, you see, without practicing Dharma, then you see, like having incredible feeling of loss that like you lost which kind of jewel in the text mentioned like a big sack of like huge sack of gold you lost. And so there are many people in business, people doing business, you see, lost you know, $1 million, living crazy, you know, the unbelievable loss, then becomes nervous breakdown, close and say. But wasting this precious in body, they don't, is it no feeling, nothing. But then you take that much, you know, sack of gold, of course, no question, but $1 million loss, which is unbelievable. Crazy. So anyway, so here, you know, so having a waste, you see, the, not one day, but even hour, minute, you know, second, then you see, no problem, Dharma. Feel unbelievable loss, like you see, like that, you know, like a lost wish jewel, you see, like that, like a huge, like that, a huge set of gold lost, so that, you know, feel. So that you have a stable, then you have the realization that then same thing. Then the impairment, the material impairment, that we have realization that however tells, you see, somebody who has cancer, you see, you also say, doctor, you have cancer, you will die for such, you see, then how that person feels. So here, you see, mental impairment, that, you see, that's definite, and then they have realization that, then there's uncertainty. When it will happen, you see, that realization, then you see, nothing else helps. At the time of death, is one of Dharma. So that realization, you see. But here, you see, you have that discovery of death, you know, that definitely that can happen, then you see, the fear which arises, you use to practice Dharma, to overcome delusion, to be free from samsara, you know, cause delusion come, you see. So here you material impairment death, you know, material impairment death, the fear arises because you are under control of karma delusion, so you use it, but here fear that arises by thinking of death, you see, to overcome fear. So you see, here you use the fear to maintain on Namrim, to actually the path. So then, by realizing emptiness, you overcome fear. Actually, Bodhicitta, especially the tantra realization, this is the clear light, you know, completion stage, clear light like that. you're totally free from it. So when you have wisdom direct personal emptiness in mind path, you have no debt. So you have overcome fear of death at that time. Then the hidden path, when you complete the five path and remove the cause of delusion seed, then you have overcome death. You have no fear of death. Then tantra, when you achieve clear light, realization, the illusory body, those things, that time you have overcome death. You have overcome fear of death. So here in Buddhism, you use the fear by maintaining impermanent death, as you are not free from karma and delusion, so fear arises. But you use the fear to overcome death. So that's it. So that's about it. So that. So when you realization, you see that death may happen even today, you know, even this hour, moment, then continuously your mind is Dharma. Your body is mind Dharma continuously. It's a cause of happiness. So that's the stable realization. When you have stable, the understanding, feeling, then you have realization. So that then there's a realization lodge in some, there's a realization refuge, you know. The understanding their qualities, powers, you see, that then realization of karma, that so renunciation of samsara, then there's a realization of great compassion, you know, bodhicitta, then the right view, so that, you know. So one should go through this, to have this renunciation this life, renunciation next life, but then bodhicitta, and those has to be graduate. But the realization of emptiness can happen. That can have any. So one should meditate on emptiness every day. So if you merit and say, the condition together, guru devotion, intense purification, when they are imprint to realize emptiness, then a lot of imprint, then the realization can happen. So the realization of emptiness can happen. Then the tantra. So this is the way how to make life best, most beneficial, productive for sentient beings. Maintain lamrim is the main thing. There are so many practices, but maintain lamrim, training your mind, this is the main thing. That's the very essential, that's the very heart practice of Dharma. And then especially bodhicitta. So, you know, so when you're working, sleeping, whatever you do, as much possible with bodhicitta motivation, thought benefit of us, especially that, and there's other right view pronunciation. You can do the number, you know, good version, you know, the rest of the life, day activity can do with different good version pronunciation, bodhicitta, right view. But however, most automatic life, most perfect with bodhicitta, so that, so that conclusion. The how to practice Dharma. So that what's Dharma? Practice Dharma. Jangjo Samjo Rimbo Je Ma Je Pa Nam Ji Ju Me Va Ye Kone Kong Du Be Wa Sho Jangjo Samjo Rimbo Je Ma Je Pa Nam Ji Ju Je Va Nyang Pa Me Va Ye Kone Kong Du Sho Jangjo Samjo Rimbo Je Ma Je Pa Nam Ji Ju Je Va Nyang Pa Me Va Pe Wa Ro Sho Kang Re Ra Ve Gu Ve Shing Gan De Ben Dan De Wa Ma Lu the fruitful lessons, holy wishes. Dedicate all our merits and teach our merits followed by others. Then we may say so holy wishes be subsumed. So you can do that prayer. We can do that, if you're familiar with the prayer, you can remember, do that. Material origin is empty forever. May all the Buddhas have the prayer and be succeeded immediately. May they will cause all this taken by myself alone. Deal all the past skills which are made as quality, deal I made as quality by others. That which exists but is empty. May the I who exists but is empty achieve compassion plus enlightenment which exists but is empty. Lead all the sentient beings who exist but who are empty to that enlightenment which exists but is empty. By Master Balon, who exists but who is empty. Jambalam Bhavya Jitra Jambhava Gumbha Sambho Deyang Dishindu Teta Kunji Jirun Bhavya Teha Teta Tajara Kungo Tura Shibhyan Jawa Tamche Jirun Bhavya Nama Chodun Bhavya Tange Keve Tzawa Dikhyan Jaya Sambho Chuchi Ngo Inche Jirun Jawa Yudhanga Chuchwa Nambara Bhavya Tange Jirun Tzema Shiva Tunjia Malue Tango Shun Baba Shinji Deve Sunye Vade Ne Jawa Vasan Chapa Tempa Yore Banyo Inji. So, that doesn't need to like past every time to come. You know, the problem doesn't that also take time for those for first time, then maybe can come. Otherwise, doesn't it every time to that to come offering this lady? So, so it was for first time, then come to which chamber prayers. So, so I would like to thank very much here the opportunity so fortunate to give the oral transmission of Bhagavad Sutra, and for us, for you also to take this. So without the place, without the here, on the Tibet House, the organizers, without allowing this, you know, to use the place, then we won't have an opportunity. So I would like to thank very much for the organizers of the Tibet House. So I thank very much. That's all. So thank you very much. Yeah. So much.